Right now, though, we are joined in the studio by Phyllis Brookshire of Allen Tate Realtors, the president of Allen Tate Realtors. We had a conversation, Phyllis, with you in the spring about the real estate market, so we're revisiting that today. Phyllis, thanks for being here in the studio today.
Thanks. Great to be back.
So we talked in the spring about the real estate market in the Triangle. What's new now that we're heading into the holiday season?
So it's a lot the same as it was in the spring. So still a very active market, still very low inventory in certain price points, still a lot of demand out there. And as the economy stays strong, still a lot of buyers relocating here.
Expecting the economy to continue staying strong?
Correct.
Yeah. So talk about the season and how that makes a difference. As we get into the holiday season, do you see the market speed up, slow down? What tends to happen?
So it used to be, we used to talk about this time of year, it really did slow down, but we do not see that as much anymore. So first of all, especially if we have a mild winter, people continue to look for houses. And then a lot of people who relocate here for employment are doing that sort of over the holidays, getting ready for the new year. So we really kind of see it. It drops off a little bit, but not as much as you might think.
Is that kind of a new development?
Yes, it's really become much less seasonal than it used to be.
Okay, is that because more people are moving for the holidays, or?
I think everything is less seasonally driven than it used to be, just overall.
Okay.
So we've been seeing this the last 3 or 4 years, but we no longer really talk about seasonality.
Probably does get a little bit busy right at the beginning of the year, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, New Year's resolutions,
yep, yep.
Going to go buy a new house, you know. Lose some weight, whatever we're going to do with our resolutions.
Buy a new house is a pretty significant New Year's. So that's one that you put it down
goal.
On your list. You're like, you better do that this year, right?
It's a big goal.
Yeah. All right. Speaking with Phyllis Brookshire again, president of Allen Tate Realtors. Tell me about Allen Tate for people who don't know, who need to know. Tell us about the business. It's been around for many, many years.
Right. So we just celebrated our 60th anniversary.
Happy birthday.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Happy anniversary, I guess.
Yeah. So we are the number one real estate company in the Carolinas. We are number 5 in the country among independent real estate companies. So we're very proud of that. And we are in 4 major North Carolina markets. We've been here in the Triangle since 2007. And we are a full home ownership company, so we have both residential real estate sales, but we also have mortgage, insurance, relocation, title insurance. So we really do the full service, take full service to a whole nother level.
And we're really emphasizing this too, because when you're looking to buy a home or sell a home, realtors are important to have with you, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, we certainly think so.
Yeah.
We would not want anyone to buy a house without using a realtor. But, you know, it's usually everybody's largest financial investment, and you need somebody who does this day in and day out and understands the regulations, the legalities, the pitfalls, and can really guide you through the process.
Absolutely. If you're listening out there and you're looking to buy a home, sell a home, allentate.com is the website, A-L-L-E-N, allentate.com. So get in touch with them and get started. Phyllis, what else should people know about the real estate market, about the Triangle, about Allen Tate?
Well, I think the real estate market in general is understand that everything you hear in the press is averages and generalities. So while we talk a lot about their very low inventories, that's not true in every price point. So I think the averages, because they're so low and we're hearing so much about it, that really is some misinformation in some other price points now. So make sure you're talking to a trusted advisor, to a realtor about that. And now is a great time to be a seller, because there is low inventory and there's still a lot of demand out there. So don't feel like you've got to wait till spring market, which is what everybody used to hear. Now's actually a great time because you don't have a lot of competition.
That's a good point. You mentioned the difference in price points and inventory levels. Where is the inventory low? Where is it high?
Yeah, so it's a hard question to answer because it's very geographically specific. So if I was going to answer the question for Chapel Hill Durham market, I would give you one answer. And if I was going to talk to you about Wake Forest, I'd give you another. But generally speaking, in the Triangle, it's somewhere in the $450,000 range where you start seeing a break. Mm-hmm. So below that price point, there is very short inventory, a lot of demand. As you get, to the $450,000 to $600,000, $650,000 price point, it gets to be what we call a more balanced market. And then when you get above that price point, it's a little bit more of a buyer's market up there.
I remember we were looking for a house last year, about a year and a half ago, and those houses under 450, the ones in the $200,000-$300,000 range, they go on and they're gone like that.
Absolutely.
It really is a seller's market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, head online and visit allentate.com and get started if you're ready to move, looking to buy a house or sell a house. Either way, they can help you out. Phyllis, thank you so much for being with us today.
Our pleasure. We're here to help.
And again, that conversation sponsored by Allen Tate Realtors. Get online and visit them, allentate.com, A-L-L-E-N, allentate.com.